Joyce asks, with two horses, how do you communicate with the one left behind that we are coming back? When I take one out, one will have a hissy fit, saying, why didn't you take me? And the other acts like he has been abandoned.
Okay, so there's a situation where she has a herd of two, and then when she takes another one out, then the other one kind of gets angry, and the other one feels abandoned.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, again, of course, I have to guess here because I don't see exactly these individuals. But first of all, two horses don't really make a herd. They make a couple where both have a lot of responsibility all the time. And when the other one is resting or the other one is away, then all the responsibility is on the shoulders of the other horse. And horses don't, they don't like that. It's a lot of responsibility. It's a lot of vulnerability, so to say. So it can be that they really resist the idea of being left alone and being in this vulnerable state. And I have to say that when she said that what other one kind of gets or gives a hissy fit, which is like a really like an anger, I think she's reacting just in a stressful way. Some horses, their stress is very defensive, so probably the horse already tries to defend, like, no, I don't want to stay alone, I don't want to. I think he's more, the horse is more reacting on being left in that vulnerability. And the horse said, no, I don't want to feel this vulnerable, I don't want to feel this weakness, and gets agitated and gets stressed and want to try to prevent that from happening. That's my guess, without seeing what's going on. But normally that's more the case than that they want to... that's a big thing for them, and being vulnerable, which I feel as a strength actually, is difficult for horses, especially if physically vulnerable. That's why they are herd animals. But anyway, we can affect it, so we can help horses to deal with it, and big part of helping horses to deal with it is to not just in that situation, they need also in other situations to learn that people do influence, people do interfere, people do, well, let's say like this, maybe it's good to teach them to be okay being alone for a while, but in a little bit shorter amount of time. So maybe teach the horse to practice being alone and making it a little bit more comfortable. Maybe even when the other one goes away, then actually another person appears and make the other horse, you know, somehow comfortable. But let's say if it wasn't an issue, if it wasn't an issue of being left alone, that they just, that it's not a fear issue, that it's not a problem of being alone, but they really would just like to join, then you can tease them in overall by groundwork, by interfering, interacting a lot, that you just teach them that you take other one out, you bring it, you take the other one out, you bring it. You kind of just a little bit break the pattern of these two individuals relying on each other all the time and having a clear shared responsibility, but you are much more there as a third responsibility. But if they are a lot by themselves and then suddenly the person appears, then it is difficult. I can't just say how to communicate in that situation. I would build my role in the herd and my role as an interference, but a positive interference, much more, and keep practicing that and keep somehow building that the horses feel okay, the people are interfering, but it's okay and we are safe.
Yeah. One of the things that that's been really big in my herd at the moment has been to notice that, and in my teaching with other people too, has been to notice that often the solution to a problem is not in addressing the problem, it's in some step earlier than that. So, you know, it could be in developing a deeper connection before I even took the horse away in the first place. It could be it could be sitting there in a very meditative space with both of them comfortable in the paddock and, you know, mentally describing how we're going to go out for a little while and then come back. I remember when I got Bobby, Bobby had been weaned with another young foal at 7 months old, but from that time until I got him at 4, he never touched another horse. So he was seriously deprived of herd, seriously deprived of herd. And when he came to live with me, he came with to live with my other horse. And he was so, he touched him. He spent every minute of every day for 3 weeks with his shoulder on the other horse's body, like he just touched him all the time. He was so desperate for a herd. And then at the end of 3 weeks, my other horse said, "That's enough, kid," and bit him. And Bobby still got the hole in his neck where he got bit. When I went to take the other horse away from Bobby to do something, to go for a ride, he actually needed the vet. He made himself so sick. So I had to do it in little tiny bites. I'd take the other horse out the gate and then come back again and take the halter off and leave him alone. I'd take the other horse to the float and load him on the float so that I wouldn't go anywhere. I'd take him off the float and put him back in the paddock. And then I'd, when he got so that he could tolerate that, I'd drive around the block and then bring the other horse back until, you know, eventually he kind of, okay, I get it, you're coming back.
Exactly.
And that worked. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, I kind of answered a little bit short, and you went exactly into the practical way, really connecting, but at the same time, yeah. Yeah, absolutely, and really feeling where the horses are, and if it's a really a big unsafe issue, then first of all, in overall dealing with this, making them feel more safe, and then building things up, and yeah, absolutely. So you were beautifully describing, for example, like the example of the part, of the practical part, and it's a lot about feeling, building things in a step-by-step way, and being tuned and feeling what's going on, but at the same time really going into the a little bit uncomfortable, where the horse is already ready to take the uncomfortable state, but not too much.
Mm. And the key is to not spend too long a little bit uncomfortable, because to spend too long a little bit uncomfortable creates a space where that becomes a habit, and we don't want a little bit uncomfortable to be a habit.
No, no,
it's only a step away.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And in these kind of things, it's rather better to create just a little bit of the, let's say that the little uncomfortable turns into comfort zone during each session. That's the ideal. That every time you can take the kind of step where something starts with a little bit uncomfortable but becomes comfortable. And that's the ideal. That you kind of progress, but you expand something which is the comfort zone.
Yeah. And for Joyce, in addition to all of that that we've just said, keep your eyes open for the opportunity to do something that happens even before you're even thinking of separating them. There could be some confidence building thing that you can do that has nothing to do with them leaving each other that might actually assist his overall confidence when you go to leave. Does that make sense?
It actually makes sense. And other thing what I would add is that sometimes people actually just, they are, you know, some people are very happy and careless. I mean, carefree, not careless. They do care, but they are carefree. You know, they don't really have worries.
Yeah.
So sometimes people like that, and maybe they have rather balanced horses who are not too bad in being left alone. So they just kind of come and la 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 la, and they just take the horses out without really somehow showing the horses that she understands that it is a little bit more difficult subject for them than it is for her.
Yeah.
So sometimes it's also not creating the problem, so not saying, oh, it must be so difficult, but at the same time showing like, well, I do understand, but it's okay. You know, so showing that you understand can also make a big difference.
Yeah, yeah. There's nothing like listening, you know. A horse who knows he's being listened to has a completely different attitude to problems.
Exactly.
Than a horse who's not used to being listened to.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.